fought in the Revolutionary War. And I have never been able to find anything in newspapers about him, but apparently he was somewhat of a terror to the British soldiers. He was a big man, in about 280-290 pounds, about 6'7", 6'8", and they said that he brandished a 4-foot broadsword, and he's reputed to have killed you know, 8 redcoats at once or something like that. Yeah, but apparently he was a very powerful and warlike man, and I have another distant relative who now this is a whose name is Peter. We're related to the and he fought in the Revolutionary War, and this is good, something that's pretty a nice touch. He brandished a 5-foot broadsword, and this I know for a fact because they there are newspaper accounts and there are historical accounts of Peter. He really existed. Now, my great-great-grandfather, he probably existed. I don't know about his accomplishments. I don't know how true they were, but I know about this. And Peter, a big man, too. He was 6'8 and 320.
Wow.
And, in fact, there's a statue of him over in Greenville, North Carolina.
Hmm.
Peter.
A good friend that lives in Greenville.
Yeah, and he's got a statue on the Guilford County courthouse. Got a statue on the grounds
this
there.
This is your.
He's a very distant. See the.
Hey, you're not related to it, are you?
Yeah, he's my third cousin. Uh-huh. He's a third cousin, so it's a very distant, you know, kind of thing. But I consider him my relative anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Anybody's got a statue.
He's more closely related to Ed than me,
yeah.
But I claim him.
Well, you want to go ahead and get in the questionnaire? Or?
Yeah, I think we pretty much, we spent almost 2 hours on personal stuff. I think we can go on.
Let's see. You want to knock out the urban supplement?
That's fine.
Since we went into that a little bit.
That'll be dandy.
Okay. What about any things like landmarks and Chattanooga statues and parks and all that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, Chattanooga is renowned for its Civil War history. It was one of the most crucial centers it was probably one of the crucial battles in the Civil War, the Battle of Chattanooga,
mm-hmm.
or the Battle of Missionary Ridge, really. And because the railroads, wasn't much of a city at the time, but you had the river that went through there, and then you had the railroad was right through Chattanooga,
mm-hmm.
North-South Railroad, and also East-West. So it was very important, and you have just scads of Civil War statues and cannons. There are cannons all over the city and on the grounds of old houses, and there used to be a lot of places where you could go and look for Civil War, you know, memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
You could find mini balls and cannon balls and belt buckles, and that's pretty much all been exhausted. But Chickamauga Battlefield is in Georgia, but it's really, it's